Republican Senator Alberta Darling, Democratic Senator Lena Taylor, and GOP Assemblyman Scott Souter all planned fundraisers for Monday evening. Taylor's and Souter's were scheduled about a half hour and a city block apart, both just off the square of the Wisconsin Capitol building. Holding a fundraiser during budget talks is completely legal in Wisconsin, although not everyone thinks it should be. Jay Heck is the director of Wisconsin Common Cause.
The problem is that if during the day you're making decisions with regard to taxpayer money and where it's going to go, and then in the evening you're attending a campaign fundraiser, which may be attended by people that have a very direct interest in the budget, it just presents a gigantic appearance of conflict.
Heck isn't alone on this issue. Governor Jim Doyle used his 2006 State of the State address to call for a ban on fundraising while the state budget's being considered. But that hasn't kept the governor on the sidelines. Doyle was listed as a special guest for Senator Taylor's Monday night fundraiser. Doyle spokesman Matt Cantor says that's because the governor thinks it's important to get his message across at a time when his budget and the lawmakers who are supporting it are under attack.
Well, there are special interests, namely big oil companies, big tobacco companies that are pouring literally millions of dollars in special interest cash against senators like Senator Lena Taylor and against Governor Doyle.
Cantor says the governor would still sign a ban on fundraising during the budget if such a proposal makes it to his desk. Still, Common Cause's Jay Heck says Doyle ought to set the example by not attending these types of fundraisers in the first place. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.